Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a world where fuel supplies run critically low and pump prices surge nearly 200% overnight. This is the harsh reality that the Philippines is currently facing, having declared a national energy emergency on 25th March 2026. In response to the effective closure of the Strait of Hormuz after the US-Israel-Iran conflict. What makes this significant is that the Philippines has become the first country to declare a national energy emergency. President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. declared the state of emergency, with Energy Secretary Sharon Garin revealing alarming fuel supply data. The economic impact is being felt across the country, with pump prices surging nearly 200%, petrol is now above 90 pesos per liter, diesel is near 130 pesos per liter, and kerosene is close to 145 pesos per liter. Crucially, the government is working to procure 1 million barrels of oil from countries within and outside ASEAN to build buffer stock. But why does this matter? The root cause of the energy emergency is the closure of the Strait of Hormuz, which is the only sea connection between the Persian Gulf and the Indian Ocean. Following Operation Epic Fury, which began on 28 February 2026, Iran effectively blocked the strait, disrupting the flow of oil to Asian countries, which are especially vulnerable as the Middle East accounts for about 60% of Asia's oil supply. Now, let us turn to the historical context. The Strait of Hormuz is a critical waterway located between Iran and Oman, United Arab Emirates, with a width of approximately 33 kilometers and a navigable width of 3 kilometers each way. The daily crude flow through the strait is around 20 million barrels, which accounts for about 20% of the global oil trade and 25 to 30% of the global LNG trade. Moving on to what this means for global energy security, the conflict has produced unprecedented electronic warfare in the maritime domain. A maritime analytics firm, Windward, identified at least 30 distinct jamming clusters across the waters of Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, UAE, Qatar, Oman, and Iran. But what exactly is GNSS disruption? GNSS, or Global Navigation Satellite System, disruption involves broadcasting powerful radio signals on the same frequencies as GPS satellites, drowning out the legitimate satellite signal. Spoofing, on the other hand, involves transmitting fake GPS signals that receivers accept as authentic, causing vessels to display incorrect positions. It is worth pausing here to note that the impact on navigation is significant. Spoofed or jammed positions propagate into electronic chart display and information systems, or ECDIS, and automatic identification system, or AIS. This creates false compliance alerts, potential regulatory violations from apparent territorial incursions, and critically impairs collision avoidance in congested waters. By 7th March, maritime traffic through the strait fell to near zero levels, with only 3 vessel crossings recorded in a single day. Now, let us look at India's vulnerability in this scenario. India is among the most exposed countries, with 85 to 88% crude oil import dependence, and around 9 million Indians living in Gulf countries, who send around $40 billion in remittances back to India every year. India's Strategic Petroleum Reserve, or SPR, capacity is only 9.5 days, which is far below the International Energy Agency's recommended 90 days. And here is something that surprises many students: around 60 to 65% of India's crude imports transit through the Strait of Hormuz. So what exactly changed? The crisis exposes structural vulnerabilities in global energy architecture, including choke point dependence, inadequate strategic reserves, electronic warfare and maritime security, and transition energy security. Remember this number, 90 days, which is the recommended SPR capacity by the International Energy Agency. Note this carefully. India's SPR capacity is only 9.5 days. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Philippines declared a national energy emergency with President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. at the helm and Energy Secretary Sharon Garin revealing alarming fuel supply data. The average fuel supply in the Philippines is around 45 days and the target procurement is 1 million barrels. The pump price surge is nearly 200%. The Strait of Hormuz is located between Iran and Oman, United Arab Emirates, with a width of approximately 33 kilometers and a navigable width of 3 kilometers each way. The daily crude flow through the strait is around 20 million barrels, which accounts for about 20% of the global oil trade and 25 to 30% of the global LNG trade. The GNSS disruption has affected over 1,650 vessels with 30 distinct jamming clusters identified, and the GPS frequency is L1 at 1,575.42 MHz. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to your prelims preparation, as you need to know the location and significance of the Strait of Hormuz, GNSS GPS, EGDIS, AIS, ASEAN, Operation Epic Fury, and India's SPR locations. For your mains preparation, this topic connects to India's energy diplomacy, the impact of West Asia conflict on India's interests, diaspora vulnerability, energy security, maritime security, electronic warfare as a hybrid threat, and critical infrastructure protection. And for your interview preparation, be prepared to answer questions like, the Philippines declared an energy emergency within weeks of the Hormuz closure. How should India redesign its energy security framework? In conclusion, the Philippines energy emergency and the Hormuz GNSS disruption are a stark reminder of the vulnerabilities in global energy architecture and the need for countries to rethink their energy security frameworks to mitigate the risks of disruptions in critical waterways like the Strait of Hormuz. The crisis highlights the importance of diversifying energy sources, building strategic reserves, and investing in maritime security and electronic warfare capabilities to ensure the smooth flow of energy supplies.